Maybe you've heard of the video website Vine. It's at vine.co, .co if you're interested. Vine features short, pretty, looping videos. They're just a few seconds long. Insert your own observation about modern attention spans here. Today's guests do not make very short videos. In fact, they're packed with information and run much longer than the average television news story. Mark and Cece Brown are longtime Ashland residents, and they will show three of their mini-documentaries on Ashland subjects tomorrow evening at the library in Ashland. Mark and Cece Brown, good to see you both here in person.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
This goes back a long way. Mark and I have known each other since I moved to the Rogue Valley 29 years ago. So we have worked together on and off in TV news through the years. So definitely good to have you on the other side of a microphone from me for a change.
It's nice to be here.
So tell us about your video experience. Yours goes way back. I mean, your career is, many decades now, it seems like, in video news.
Yeah, it's been nearly 40 years when I came here from college with a degree in technical journalism and picked up a 16-millimeter film camera when I began my journalism career at KOBI and shooting film, which was really interesting. I learned, I think, more about photography by handling celluloid than today's videotape. Mm-hmm. Formats.
But yeah, you have to be good when you're shooting with film because you can't afford to make that many mistakes.
We would be given one roll of a 100-foot roll of film for that day's story load, all our assignments. And with 100 feet of film, that's 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. So we had to compress all our stories into a very short time. Edit in camera. There was really not much editing to do. Not like videotape today where people go out and shoot more than an hour's worth of video just to maybe put together 60 or 90 seconds worth of material.
So that's your video experience. Cece, you must have picked up some of this, at least by osmosis, over the years. I mean, what got you into making mini-documentaries?
Well, we started making children's films together. And our first granddaughter was born, and I thought making a video for her to watch, the Baby Einstein videos, were not good, at least in my eyes. So we started making children videos, and our first one was actually nominated for Best Video of the Year by Parenting Magazine. Hmm. And the documentaries came after our children's series.
All right, so what sparked that? I mean, did you just have a hankering to do more local subjects again as you had done years past with TV News, Mark?
Well, I think it was a passion. A very good friend of mine, Robin Lawson, died of a brain disease. And this occurred in 2009, shortly after the death of another Ashland musician, Dave Marsden, who also died of an identical brain disease.
Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which is it's like the human version of mad cow disease.
Yes.
It? Mm-hmm.
And that just opened up a lot of questions, and especially, is there a coincidence here? What was going on with this? And so we were joined by Ann Botzer, who is a writer here in the Rogue Valley, and she was very interested in joining us in this documentary effort to follow the lives of both these musicians and try to explore the disease and in that journey we went to California at the University of California at Berkeley and then at the University of California at San Francisco where both Dave and Robin were diagnosed with their disease, and they were before they died, they became part of a study there for the disease. And
it sounds like this was a story that just wasn't getting told to your satisfaction.
Exactly. And we learned when we were at the University of California at San Francisco from the medical staff there that there was very little information about this. And it was a story they wanted to tell. And they said that getting that story out there had been difficult over the years. And they are, to this day, they still do a lot of studies there. I think it's the largest institution on the West Coast that is studying this disease.
But it's still a bit of a mystery how two people in the same town ended up with this disease. And, of course, the title of the documentary is Two in a Million, yeah. A Lasting Legacy. So this is a very unlikely sort of circumstance.
It is. It is so rare. And then to have this happen to two of this area's most popular musicians.
Very strange. So Two in a Million is one of the documentaries tomorrow night. The other is A Voice for Preservation 1 and The Spirit Behind Bomer in the Park. Mark and Cece Brown are the creators of these documentaries running from 7 to 8 o'clock at the Ashland Branch Library. You can join this discussion on the exchange if you'd like. 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. So let's talk about the other two films. And A Voice for Preservation 1. Who is the voice for preservation?
The voice for preservation, her name is Lisa Alexander. And she passed away before the very unattractive 4,400 square feet of gray pavers were placed on the plaza. And I just wanted to highlight Lisa's work. And I guess I'm carrying it on now, making this documentary.
For the people who don't know the plaza in Ashland, there were some green spaces right on that central section, that central island where people can walk, and there's a kiosk and the Lithia water dispensaries and all that sort of stuff. But there's nothing there but stone now, right?
It's all pavers, gray pavers. It gives... Ashland has a great historic charm, and yet the downtown plaza renovation has put a cold, gray, out-of-context face on the plaza. And we're actually trying to do something now to change it.
And that was what Lisa Alexander was all about? She really did not like what had happened to the plaza, it sounds like.
No, but she wanted to preserve the history. And she didn't want, I think there were three or four trees cut down. And there's, as you said, there's very little green space. We need a change of pavers and we need more green space.
She didn't actually get to see the plaza, is that right, as it is now?
No, she didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she passed away before then. Mm-hmm.
So that's A Voice for Preservation 1. We've already talked about Two in a Million, A Lasting Legacy, about Dave Marston and Robin Lawson and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And then the other documentary you'll be showing tomorrow night is The Spirit Behind Bomer in the Park. Now, Mark Brown, you do some video work for the Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, so this seemed like a natural sort of offshoot of that.
Yes. It was in June of 2011 when the summer season plays had just begun, and there was a crack in the beam in the Bomer Theater, the beam which is above the stage and supports a lot of lighting equipment and sound equipment, and they had to evacuate the theater, and subsequently it closed down. It was not safe. It was declared unsafe. And I've been working at the festival for the past 10 years, helping the marketing department out with video trailers of the plays. We produce the trailers for their internet site. And so I'm over there frequently, and it was just within 2 weeks of the crack in the beam at the Bomer Theater when a discussion began among people in the theater to kind of stem the loss of ticket sales, all the play cancellations from the Bomer, and they came up with this idea to put a tent up in Lithia Park. And
we're not talking a Boy Scout tent. We're talking a tent that seated all 600 people who could have fit in the Bomer.
700 seats.
Was it 700? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it was no small task. They, between Shakespeare and the city of Ashland and a lot of organizations, there was a lot of community support and spirit behind putting that tent up. And it was amazing how fast everything came together. If we had gone through a conventional building planning process to erect a tent, mm-hmm. you can imagine it may have been many months out.
Yes, the city council was very nice to the Shakespeare Festival, but there was a lot of concern about the amount of money coming into the town that summer. So is this? Do you get to see a lot of the actual construction work on the tent and
yes.
all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. So we filmed about a 2-week period when that tent went up, and Christopher Acebo, who's the associate artistic director at the festival, he designed the stage and the seating and the audio system and how everything could be placed inside of a tent.
Mm-hmm.
and they wanted to replicate as much as they could the Bomer Theater. And he just did a wonderful job with that. And it took him about 2 weeks. Theater went up. Audio systems were used. And they did have to amplify some of the performances in order for the actors' voices to be heard at the rear of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the amplification was a little harsh on some people if you were sitting
in the front row. Yeah,
yeah, front row. But all in all, it was a success, and the festival was able to salvage very much of that. It was about 3 months before the beam was repaired.
Mm-hmm. And then back in business in the Bomer Theater once again. And that, again, yeah. is the description of what goes on in the documentary, The Spirit Behind Bomer in the Park. Are these your only three documentaries, Mark and C.C. Brown, or is it just your three best ones? Or
We're working on a fourth mm-hmm. now. It's called Feel the Vibrations, and it's about a deaf, blind, mute black man who... partner, he and his sighted partner are starting a deaf-blind camp at Yosemite.
Hmm.
And that's a work in progress.
Have you guys looked for a broadcast outlet for any of this, or are you just happy with showing
film festivals?
Film festivals,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both are children's videos and Two in a Million. They've all been in film festivals.
Now, Two in a Million was placed in, was it Brooklyn, New York?
Yes.
Film festival?
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've had some success then getting it around. So that the three documentaries that exist right now from Mark and C.C. Brown, A Voice for Preservation 1, Two in a Million, A Lasting Legacy, and The Spirit Behind Bomer in the Park, showing, and you can see them all in 1 hour. It'll be tomorrow night, Thursday, May 8th, 7 to 8 o'clock at the Ashland Branch Library, of course, in Ashland. Mark and C.C. Brown, good to see you both. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet.